Exodus chapter 39. This is about how they made the clothes for the priests. Now, we're all priests because in 1 Peter 2 verse 5 it says that we are a royal priesthood. So it's not that we can just leave God's work to other people to get on with, some specialists. We're all the priests, so we can learn some things from this. So Moses says, with the blue, purple, and red scarlet wool, they made the garments for glory and for beauty, which the priests were to wear when they served in the holy place. They made the garments for Aaron as the priest, as the Lord had commanded Moses. So you can't just do God's work as you want. The priests were given very careful commands about how they had to respect the holiness of God. They made the ephod, that's this sort of undergarment that went on the high priest, and then on top of that there was the breastplate with the precious stones. They made the ephod of fine linen, blue, purple, scarlet wool, and gold thread. They hammered out sheets of gold and cut them into the strips so that it could be worked into the fine linen and into the blue, purple, and scarlet wool. Now they would have got these precious metals, gold, and all these precious garments, really from Egypt, when they left Egypt. And so what we take from the world is to be used for God. They made two straps on the shoulders for the ephod and attached them to its sides so that it could be fastened together. The carefully woven sash or belt was made of the same materials, and it was attached to the ephod so as to form one piece with it, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they put the stones in the shoulder pieces, carefully engraved with the names of the 12 sons of Jacob. Now, in another place, it says that they wrote the names of the sons of Jacob according to their birth. And if you write the names of the 12 sons of Jacob according to their birth, it comes out to exactly the same number of Hebrew letters on each shoulder piece, because the first six sons would have been on one shoulder and the other six sons on the other. So that was clearly only from God that could be arranged like that. And so Jesus is the high priest, and he is carrying our names before God. So God knows our names because Jesus is in heaven and he's telling God about us. So when we feel alone, that nobody understands me, nobody cares, we have got Jesus in heaven and God knows about us because of him in that sense. Then they made the breastplate from the same materials as the ephod, and embroidered in the same way. It was folded double and was square, about 20 centimetres long and about 20 centimetres wide. So it wasn't very big. And God doesn't really like grandiose, pompous, religious stuff. Everything to do with the tabernacle was very small. And they put four rows of the precious stones on it. In the first row, there was a ruby, topaz, and a garnet. The second row was made up of an emerald, sapphire, and a diamond. The third row was a turquoise, an agate, and an amethyst, and the fourth row a beryl, carnelian, and a jasper. And they mounted them in gold settings, and each of the 12 stones had the name of one of the sons of Jacob engraved upon it. So what that shows is that we, God's people, are represented by really valuable stones. Our names are known to God in heaven because of Jesus, and the breastplate is over your heart. And so it shows that we are in the heart of Jesus. He's not doing it like because it's a job that he has to do. He's like paid to do. He does it because he really, really loves us. And we are valuable. And the worst thing is that we all tend to think that I'm not valuable, that I'm nothing. We're really valuable and we're really special to God. And on this breastplate, they made chains of pure gold that were twisted, like sort of twisted cords or chain cords. And there were two gold settings and two gold rings, and they put the rings in the upper corners of the breastplate. And they fastened them to the shoulder straps on the ephod. And they made two rings of gold and attached them to the lower corners of the breastplate on the edge next to the ephod. So this was what this meant was that it was strapped on to the high priest. So that meant that it was never going to come away from the high priest, that the names of God's children were absolutely fixed to his heart. Then they made a robe that went underneath the ephod, and they made it of blue wool. And it had a hole where the head went that was bound around so that it couldn't tear. And around the bottom hem, near the feet, they put pomegranates of fine linen and of blue, purple and scarlet wool. And in between them, there were bells of pure gold, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And so when the priest walked, it would have made a noise. And I suppose you could say that the pomegranates, the idea of a pomegranate is that it's full of seed. They have loads of seed in them, like the seed of Abraham, which we are by baptism, and the bells, maybe the preaching of the gospel. And they made shirts for Aaron and his sons, and caps and shorts made out of linen, and the belts of fine linen decorated with embroidery, as the Lord had commanded Moses. And they made the gold plate to put on the high priest, and engraved on that was Holiness to the Lord, and it was tied to the front of his hat or his turban, his crown, with a blue cord, just as the Lord had commanded Moses. So all the work of the tabernacle of the Lord's presence was completed. The Israelites did everything just as the Lord had commanded Moses. Now they were very disobedient in other ways. They were carrying another tabernacle, Amos says and Stephen says in the New Testament, of one of their gods, Moloch. And Ezekiel says that they carried the idols of Egypt with them through the Red Sea. They were not very obedient. But when it came to obeying simple commands to do some work, they were very obedient, and they gave lots of wealth and gold, etc., to it. But doing lots of work for God, even if it's exactly what he's asked you to do, does not mean that you're actually, in your heart, obedient. Because it says that in their hearts they were back in Egypt. So you've got to beware of that. So they made all these things for the tabernacle, all the furniture of it, the altar and all this, and all the right clothing. The Israelites did all the work just as the Lord commanded Moses. Moses examined everything, and indeed they had made it exactly as the Lord had commanded, and so Moses blessed them. But as I say, the fact that they obeyed the letter of the law doesn't mean they obeyed the spirit of the law. And that's what we have to wonder, whether we're just obeying the letter of the law. We must do this, we must do that. And whilst, of course, that's important, if God asks you to do something, then you should do it as they did, exactly as he asks you. But the spirit of it is quite simply to love the Lord your God and him only, and not to serve anything or anyone else.